Whose body is it anyway? Amy versus I. When we are born, we enter a game called Whose Body Is It Anyway? Amy versus I. Remember, Amy is the name I've given to the amygdala, the almond-shaped organs in your brain that assess stressful situations. In this game, there are two players or selves. The first player, player one, is you, the higher self, which views everything and everyone from a loving, compassionate, forgiving and peaceful perspective. Player two is Amy, the egoic self, who sees everything and everyone from a place of stress or fear. She sees everything as impossible, unlovable, and somehow wrong. She's uncaring, heartless, unforgiving, fearful, and hostile. The aim of the game is to take control of the decision-making in your life. To win, you must deepen your understanding of how the brain operates and constructs a healthy operating system. This means expanding your understanding of both your optimal default settings, your ODS, and your neutral default settings, NDS. I'll tell you more about those later. You can't destroy Amy altogether. Without her, your survival instincts, your gut reactions, and your intuition would barely work. Instead, you're effectively going to overwrite all but the essential programs that she uses. When Amy takes control, Amy is always trying to gain the upper hand. She does this by distorting the truth being the natural, sequential order of life, truth, freedom, health. Once in control, she will hold power and put your body into overdrive, which causes a high state of toxicity. This is extremely harmful to both your body and your mind. Ultimately, it creates endless difficulties and undesirable situations where life is both depressing and oppressing. The situation feels like it will never end. Understanding your opponent. Amy is a predator. She challenges you for possession and control of your body and mind. She does this by giving you the illusion of problems in your life. She takes you out of the present by utilizing your memories and imagination. Then, if you are duped by her tricks, you feel stressed and can't focus on the now. When she's doing this, you can only see things from a negative perspective. Together, you share 12 distinctive character traits. Number one, ruler. Number two, creator, artist. Number three, innocent. Number four, hero. Number five, wizard. Number six, everyman. Number seven, sage. Number eight, rebel. Number nine, jester. Number 10, lover. Number 11, caregiver. And number 12, explorer. These dozen traits combine to make up your personality. And depending on who's in charge, you or Amy, you experience the world through a positive or negative version of these characters. Understanding you. To win the game, you must also understand what type of player you are. You are also a predator. However, unlike Amy, you are a level and compassionate predator who recognizes that enemies can live life peacefully, productively, and enjoyably. One thing that you must recognize is that you and Amy are not the same, and only you can level up. You do this by associating with people who align with your values, by experiencing more peace, happiness, truth, and love, by spending your valuable time on this beautiful, abundant planet by taking care of it, by putting your health first, by facilitating change and expanding your chosen trajectory to improve all your interactions. Doing all these things will create a more harmonious existence and environment for all of us. And I want you to win this game. So I'm going to give you a little cheat. Now, I explained earlier how she uses the same personality types as you. Well, as you share these same dozen basic traits, it can be difficult to know who is running the show. However, there is an easy way to check. Use your body as a barometer. Your body offers consistent feedback, which means that you can see who's in control in an instant. If it's Amy, you'll be in survival mode, freeze, fight or flight. When you're experiencing high octane stress without good reason, that's Amy in control. If you're in control, you'll be in thrive mode, food, fun and flirt. Once you figure out how to operate within thrive mode and you practice that until you are continuously thriving, you will be winning the game. I look forward to seeing you on the other side.